You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your 2-week spoilers. These run from Monday, March 18th, all the way through Friday, March 29th, taking us through pretty much the end of the month, because I think April 1st is a Monday. It is creeping up on us, y'all. All right, let's dive right in. But if you have not, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates, spoilers, and news. Monday, March 18th, we've got Adam and Chelsea back at the OCD doctor with Connor. That poor kid is down on himself. And Dr. Alcott is recommending a residential treatment program. She's calling it a school. She's trying to say it's kind of like the school he's already been in, which was for kids that were having issues. Connor disagrees. He thinks it's a mental hospital they are trying to put him into. And Chelsea is spending time alone with the doctor. She's having a little breakdown and things are getting angsty. Billy runs into his sister Ashley, speaking of mental struggles. The way she's talking, she doesn't sound anything like herself. He is very concerned, rightly so. And she is annoyed with him. All little voices in her head are doing their chorus of insanity. And then she sends the tux to Tucker to say, forget what I said, we're done. She's just back and forth, bait and switch. She's trying to lure him back in. One of the people in her head has a plan. I don't think it's going to go that well, but nonetheless. Nikki tells Victor she wants to see Jordan. She wants a final chance to speak her piece. Victoria and Claire also want to go. Victor has been ganged up on by the women in his life, and he has no choice but to relent. Summer and Kyle are considering hiring Claire to help out with their son, Harrison Locke. Everybody keeps asking why he's not Harrison Abbott. I agree. Why is he not? But at the same time, they wonder why Victoria and Claire were kind of sidestepping some questions about her. So they're going to dig in, and I'm sure they're going to dig up some stuff. Summer will be at Claire's brunch later in the week, and they look to be on pretty good terms. So that's exciting. Summer definitely wants to know more about Claire, and the Newmans are closing ranks to some extent. Tuesday, March 19th, Nikki wants that payback on Jordan, and she and Victoria and Claire are there, but the spoilers say that Jordan has something up her sleeve, one big last move. I'm kind of torn. I started to say I hope she doesn't get away, but that's not true. I hope she gets away, but then goes away, because I'm tired of this storyline. I think it's gone on long enough, but at the same time, I really like Colleen Zenk. I think she is a phenomenal villain, so I would like her to get away, run away, and then come back in a couple of years. I think that could be lots of fun. Once Claire has settled down, you know, she's got a boyfriend, maybe she's gotten married, then she comes back to blow up her life. I think that'd be fun, but I'm very much over the story at this point. Victor tests Summer and Nick's loyalty on Tuesday, and Chelsea continues blaming herself for Connor's crisis. Wednesday, March 20th is the last new episode of the week because of sports preemption. So on Wednesday, enjoy it, y'all. There's a family brunch, a Newman family brunch. And Claire is supposedly struggling to bond with the family, but the Newmans are there for her. So they have this brunch in her honor. Adam Newman is there. Looks like he's not too happy about this whole thing. And you know what's crazy, y'all? Abby Newman actually gets invited. They remembered that she's a Newman too. Isn't that amazing? A lot of times they don't. This week they do. Thursday the 21st and Friday the 22nd. We've got no YNR episodes. If you also watch Bold, no Bold episodes either. It's basketball, basketball, basketball. I don't care about basketball. I'd rather see my sports. I'm gonna get some housework done. Maybe my laundry. Maybe I'll go get my nails done. We'll see. But Thursday and Friday, nothing. That takes us into the week of March 25th through the 29th. And it's going to be super exciting to get that new episode on Monday the 25th after a 2-day dry spell, technically a 4-day dry spell, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, with no new Young and the Restless. I did look at the roster for the rest of this basketball thingy, and there should not be any more preemptions. The other CBS coverage is weekends and evenings until it's all done towards the end of the month. So as we pick up next week, I just want to say, first of all, a lot of fans are up in arms. They seem to be assuming that the Wednesday, March 20th episode is a standalone devoted to Claire because she's the only one listed in the spoilers for that day. And a lot of people are complaining, saying that those are reserved for like Nikki's 40th anniversary, you know, milestone anniversary things, and for her to be on the show just a few months and to get a standalone, people see as an affront. But before we jump to that assumption, let's just say maybe Y&R didn't bother to give out more spoilers. Maybe it's them being lazy about issuing spoilers. If they devote an entire episode like this to a newbie, it's insane. And I say that as someone who, I am a Haley Aaron mega fan. I love her. I loved her on General Hospital. I think she is uber talented, but I think it would be real weird for her to get a standalone. There's a photo of the brunch. I can't show you because of copyright issues. And this brunch is definitely about her. There's balloons in the background. She's standing up with a champagne glass doing some sort of, I guess, thank you to the family. And there's either a centerpiece or maybe a cake. There's this glittery sign on it and it says happy something. And I can't read this something. I've looked, I've had other people look, it's happy and then something. I hope it's not happy birthday because Claire was born in November. And if they just randomly change her birthday, that would be stupid. Maybe it's happy homecoming because it looks like one word and then another. Or, you know, if Victoria made the sign happy that you're not Adam, something like that. Anyway, it looks like things are tense between Claire and Adam at the brunch on Wednesday. I believe that is probably going to carry over to the week of the 25th. I would love to see these two alone, just sitting alone at a table at the GCAC, having a beer and just getting to know each other. Adam generally isn't somebody who auto hates. He is being protective about the family. The risk of Jordan is real. Claire brought that risk to them. She was, you know, Jordan's foot in the door. So I understand why he's thinking this, but I do think if they talk, I feel like that he'd warm up. I want them to be friends. That's what I'm cheering for. I also expect more of Chelsea's angst and guilt over what Connor is going through the week of the 25th. I have seen some comments and I have to agree. People think it's kind of too much right now, just in terms of a certain type of storyline. We've got Connor's OCD spiral, Ashley's multiple personality thing, and now Chelsea seems to be on the precipice of another mental health spiral. How many people are going to have a mental health crisis at the same time? I totally get it if it was Mental Health Awareness Month and they're doing like a thing. But that's in May, by the way. This month is Developmental Disability Awareness Month, by the way, if you're wondering what month it is. So by the week of the 25th, Jordan should be in police custody or loose and running off, hopefully. More of Summer and Kyle trying to get the Harrison issue sorted. Will it be Claire they hire or not? Seems like a big risk. Kyle seems to have no problem giving other people second chances, like his mom, maybe like Claire, not so much as his wife. You know, she just told that little lie about her mom, you know, being dead when she wasn't. We'll also have more of Summer and Chance, lots more of Sally and Adam. I didn't see a picture of Sally at the brunch. Maybe they decided it was going to be family only. Cole is there because he's Claire's dad. So I just wonder if Adam is going to run back to Sally and unpack this all for her, including all of his angst. Those are all of the 2 week spoilers that we have. Please click subscribe if you haven't already. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see and come back soon. We're here talking Young and the Restless 7 days a week. And as always, I'm your host, Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.